The Clearwater River Dene Nation saw its largest one-day increase in COVID-19 cases yesterday. There were eight more, bringing the total to 15. The First Nation also had four recoveries as of late yesterday. Testing will increase next week with door-to-door and on-site testing at the school. La Loche now stands at 96 cases, 73 confirmed and 23 presumptive. A northern representative with the Métis Nation Saskatchewan says the outbreak of COVID-19 in La Loche took them by surprise. Area Director Leonard Montgrand says they thought the virus would be coming in from the south, not the west, where someone traveling from Alberta brought it in. Montgrand says there's an unnecessary stigma attached to the virus.
The mentality and the mood of the community right now, I think a lot of people are getting frustrated and tired of, you know, being quarantined and isolated.
The Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency says an aircraft was flown to the community on Monday to transport test samples to Regina. Beauval Mayor Nick Daigneau says he's in talks with provincial government officials about clearing up confusion about the operation of checkpoints. He says Beauval is turning away residents from other communities, but providing limited service for neighboring hamlets.
If you're coming in from, say, Buffalo, Isle of Crosse, Pine House, likely you'll be turned away at the gate. But for some of our neighbors who, you know, live in, say, Lac La Plonge, which is a resort village near here, as well as Amiot, and also we're neighbors with the English River First Nation La Plonge Division, they need to come in and utilize our services at this time while the general store is closed.
Daniel says there's been confusion for Green Lake residents. As for supplies, he says groceries are limited, but people are adjusting. Saskatchewan's chief electoral officer has made recommendations to the province about going to the polls in the fall. Michael Boda is asking for an advisory group to be established with government and opposition House leaders and the chief medical health officer involved. He says the group would advise him on how they feel about moving forward.
So if it is not a safe environment, then I wouldn't be recommending we move forward. But I will adjust the system so that regardless, we will ensure that there is greater safety. We reduce the risk of the spread of COVID-19.
Saskatchewan's next provincial election is scheduled for October. John Diefenbaker Community School in Prince Albert will have a kindergarten class taught in Cree and English. Teacher Victor Thunderchild is the developer of the program. He says they're modeling the program after what some Saskatoon schools have done in the past. Thunderchild says children will be taught the same kindergarten curriculum while incorporating Cree and other traditional teachings.
Well, a lot of times we could be using the language initially, but as time progresses, they will be bringing elders in. That is part of the program that they're using.
Thunderchild says he hopes the program will expand by continuously adding an additional grade each year. Federal scientists say there could be a higher than normal wildfire risk this summer. The forecast map from Natural Resources Canada suggests every region west of central Quebec will face an above average hazard. By June, all regions west of Ontario and as far north as the tree line are expected to be at well above the average risk for potential fires. The forecasts are based on predictions from climate models, which suggest a warmer and drier summer is on the way. Lightning strikes are the cause of about half of Canada's wildfires. The pandemic has hit businesses across the country and put more than a million people out of work. But employers and market watchers say there are still jobs out there. Catherine Holt with Victoria's Chamber of Commerce says the city's tourism and hospitality sectors have been knocked flat. But she was surprised by the 200 job postings on the chamber's hiring board.
And then there's construction, there's trucking, hardware and building supplies, because, you know, everyone's doing their home repairs these days and construction is an essential service, florists, mechanics, Starbucks has quite a few listings.
Some HR people have developed a prep sheet for doing job interviews on Zoom and believe conducting meetings and interviews online will not end after the pandemic. The federal government has made another multi-million dollar investment into the development of the F-35 stealth fighter.
Canada made its annual F-35 payment to the U.S. military last week, spending just over $70 million U.S. to remain one of the 9 partner countries in the fighter jet project. Staying in the program has advantages. Partners get a discount when buying the plane and can also compete for contracts associated with building and maintaining the aircraft. Canada has spent more than $500 million U.S. dollars on the F-35 over the years, even though it has not committed to buying any of them. But a Defense Department spokesman says Canadian companies have secured $1.8 billion U.S. dollars in work related to the stealth fighter. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Snowbirds are resuming Operation Inspiration today with flypasts over Charlottetown and Moncton. The Canadian Armed Forces aerobatic team is on a cross-Canada tour to boost morale during the pandemic. Flypasts are also scheduled this afternoon for Miramichi, the Acadian Peninsula, and Bathurst, New Brunswick. The squadron heads for Quebec later today.